The United Nations Climate Action Summit took place earlier this week in New York. During the summit, countries from around the world met to discuss climate change. But it's not only nations who are looking towards solutions. We're also seeing cities and towns, including here in Colorado, taking action.
In July, the city of Boulder declared a climate emergency, and tomorrow, the city takes the next step in its plan. Here to tell us more is Carolyn Elam. She's the energy manager with the Department of Climate Initiatives for the city of Boulder. Carolyn, welcome to Colorado Edition.
Thank you very much.
First, let me ask you, what does it mean that the city of Boulder declared a climate emergency?
In declaring an emergency, what you're really saying is that we need to elevate the importance of the climate lens in how we make decisions within the city. So it's really putting that climate priority into our overall decision process where we invest and how we execute programs.
What has this meant for the city beyond the symbolic measure of declaring an emergency, like in practical terms?
We have a lot of experience to draw on, but we're really looking at what is the next generation of strategies that we should undertake as a community. So, you know, with council's declaration and also guidance provided by council to staff in the July timeframe, we're now getting ready to launch a six-month planning process to develop our next set of climate actions for the community. And that kicks off with tomorrow's launch event, which is our first chance to go out to the community and get to hear their thoughts on how they want to be involved, where they think we need to be focusing on. And then that will mark a number of engagements that will happen in the coming months with our goal to have an updated plan by early to mid next year.
I'm wondering if you could tell us a little more about the process, because it sounds like you're very concerned with and focused on having community input.
Yes, I think, you know, it's very important. We know that, you know, as a city government, you know, we just can't regulate or drive the kind of changes that have to happen, certainly not alone. And so really the community has to be at the forefront of that. And so this is our first chance to bring people together. We have well over 200 people registered to join us tomorrow night and then to start down this planning process with us. And so that'll be, you know, additional workshops or focus groups or things that, you know, we hear from the community they want to participate in the coming months to help us figure out, you know, really what are the next steps? What should the city government focus on? What actions should the community take on? And where do we need to seek additional partners to really drive the system change we need?
In terms of a time frame, when do you expect Boulder to adopt a climate strategy to correspond with the declaration?
Yeah, so we are looking at least a three-month process where we engage with the community to get some preliminary input and then refining that in the first quarter of next year. So our goal is to go to our city council with an updated plan sometime between March and June of next year, so that by summer of next year, we're actually into the implementation phase of the new strategies and the updated plan.
Carolyn Elam is the energy manager with the Department of Climate Initiatives for the city of Boulder. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
The city of Fort Collins recognized the climate emergency and has reaffirmed its commitment to action back in August. We were wondering, how does this differ from Boulder's declaration? And what does it mean for the policy in the city? Here to tell us more is Lindsay X, the climate program manager for the city of Fort Collins. Lindsay, welcome to Colorado Edition.
Thank you so much, Henry.
Tell us what it really means for the city of Fort Collins to have reaffirmed their commitment to this climate emergency.
What it means in Fort Collins is a continued investment in positive, pragmatic, and cost-effective solutions that work for our community. One of the importance of cities taking action on climate is that we're really on-the-ground innovators, and communities are the best place where we can scale up practical solutions. And we're also in a unique position to design solutions that address our community values. So whether that's planning our neighborhoods, how community members are able to move through our community, or we sustainably manage the resources that we consume, the reaffirming our commitment really recognized that sense of urgency and continued our commitment to engage at all levels.
When you say engage at all levels, has the city taken action yet as a result of this movement?
The main thing that we're doing right now is we're kicking off an update to our climate action plan, our energy policy, and our road to zero waste plan, which we're collectively calling our climate future. And we have an opportunity for our community members and organizations to engage in that planning process to really help individuals and organizations in the community spark conversations, provide feedback, and consult with city staff on this planning effort. So we have applications open right now and through October 2nd for engaging with our climate future.
Are there any measurable goals that you see the city implementing anytime soon?
Absolutely. The goals that our Climate Future are focused on are ambitious 2030 goals. So council has a commitment to achieve 100% renewable electricity by 2030, zero waste by 2030, and also an 80% reduction in our community's emissions overall. And the important thing that we're focused on right now with our Climate Future is designing equitable solutions to achieving those goals. So technically, we know how to get to each of these goals, but what's important in these planning efforts is to figure out what's right for Fort Collins.
Lindsay X is the Climate Program Manager for the City of Fort Collins. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Henry.